Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson's administration has seen a half dozen or so resignations or firings over the past several weeks among officials working on the city's response to homelessness. That comes at a time when temperatures have dropped below zero in some parts of town, and advocates have raised concerns about overcrowding in the city's largest shelter at the Sullivan Arena. Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan has been following the city's recent efforts on homelessness. Lex, remind us where we're at with this right now.
The city has a big housing shortage right now, and during the pandemic, the solution has mostly been focused on getting a roof over people's heads. The Sullivan Arena, the massive emergency shelter in Midtown, has been sleeping hundreds of people each night since the pandemic began, and that's still sort of the center of the city's efforts right now.
And how has that been going? They got a new operator recently, right? Have they changed much?
From what I can tell, none of the changes have been giant. In general, people say there's less of a militaristic feel under the new operator. That's the private company 99 Plus One. Staff there say they're going for a more humane approach and treating people like adults. Not everyone thinks that's a good thing. I've heard some complaints from clients who say they feel less secure because of laxer rules and fewer security guards. That being said, it's been really hard to get information about what's happening inside. Part of that is the sheer number of people working on homelessness leaving, which has disrupted the normal flow of information. But there's also policy changes. Reporters aren't allowed to talk to clients inside the shelter anymore. It's been harder to arrange tours of the arena, and managers were banned from speaking to reporters without permission.
Should we be concerned about the conditions in the Sullivan?
I have been able to talk to a few officials and guests at the shelter, and they say that while things aren't great, they're adequate. Recent cold weather has pushed the shelter to overcapacity, so the sheer number of people in there, I'm sure it's a challenge. A couple days, there were over 500 people sleeping in there, and the shelter was set up for a maximum of 420. The operator says it's hiring more staff and working on tightening staff training requirements. They're also trying to get the toilets operational again. The entire population has been relying on porta potties for a couple months now. Clients say it hasn't been great, as you can imagine. There are also some things going on outside the shelter that have raised some eyebrows.
Like what? What do you mean?
Well, just yesterday, workers set up a chain link fence around the perimeter of the Sullivan. Shelter operators told me they weren't told it was going up, though the city disputes that. A spokesperson wrote in an email that clients and neighbors had requested the fence for security. There was also a warming tent that finally went up earlier this week, but so far it doesn't have a heater or floors. Insiders say the tent was supposed to go up over a month ago, and it's not clear why there was such a big delay. The Sullivan's been letting people inside, even though they're already over capacity, but advocates told me they're worried that campers might stay outside if they don't know they're allowed into the building after curfew. The city's not really communicated anything directly to the media about how the warming hut will operate, so it's hard to get information.
Okay, well, who's supposed to be in charge of this? It seems like there's a communication breakdown going on in the city.
I think the recent staff losses are a really big piece of the story. There's been about a half dozen officials involved with homelessness who have been fired or stepped down recently. Several told me they left after raising concerns about what's going on with homelessness. All the job vacancies make it really hard to know where to direct questions. Yesterday, we learned of a new hire who's set to take charge of the city's response to homelessness, so hopefully that will clear up some of the communications issues. There's also still a working group made up of assembly members and administration officials working out a way to move people out of the Sullivan into smaller shelters, but the recent resignations have slowed those talks down. Assembly members on the group say they're still making progress, but they also have to rebuild trust with the new members. All that just slows the city's progress towards its goal of getting people out of shelter and into housing.
Okay, well, who's the new hire?
His name's Dave D'Amato. He's worked at a few housing nonprofits over the last decade, like United Way and the Anchorage Coalition to End Homelessness. But a few people in the nonprofit world said they have concerns about D'Amato and his views on homelessness. D'Amato declined an interview request, but he testified to the assembly last year against a plan that's really similar to the one the administration and the assembly have tentatively agreed to. That plan is to move people out of the Sullivan Arena into smaller shelters dispersed around town. So far, assembly members working on the plan say they're withholding judgment about D'Amato, but I think it's something to watch in the coming weeks.
All right, that was Alaska Public Media's Lex Trinan. You can find his reporting on homelessness in Anchorage at alaskapublic.org. Lex, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Casey.